part of a major shift in policy yesterday, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg told employees in an email that some staff attached to the firm's Dublin office could work from outside of Ireland. They will, however, be confined to a list of 7 European countries, including the UK, but the move will have implications for employer and employee alike. Maeve McElwee, Director of Employer Relations with IBEC, is on the line. And there are many practical considerations that arise from this from the employees' point of view, Maeve. For example, where would they be paying tax if they availed of this option?
Good morning, Brian. You're right, it is a very complex situation for many employees and employers in terms of the consideration. And aside from just the tax issue, there are huge considerations for organisations in the first instance as to whether it actually meets the objectives of the organisational strategy and the organisational culture. As you say, there are the tax and social protection obligations, and then there's a whole myriad of employment rights issues that need to be addressed. And one of the key areas, as you mentioned, around tax, is that question of where will the employee pay tax. And it is unquestionably the case. We do have employees in other jurisdictions. You will see payroll obligations beginning to arise there, and challenges then for employers to determine who has liability, where those payroll taxes are going to be paid, and does that have a double liability potentially. Equally, you'll have the same challenge when it comes to social security issues. So typically social security is going to be paid for in the country in which the employee is working. And again, a lot of complexity and administration costs for businesses in terms of managing some of that.
And from the company's point of view, and you mentioned it there, they have certain obligations towards their employees when they're working in this jurisdiction. So do they remain in place even though the employee might be in another country?
It's a big question to some degree, Brian, because it will depend on what the circumstances of the placement in another jurisdiction may well be. So we do know that lots of organisations, if people are going to move permanently to an entity that already exists, so in, say, for instance, in multinational organisations where they will have a presence in different jurisdictions, often an employee may be what's called localised. So they'll actually move over to the terms and conditions of the local operation, and that in itself may have different contractual arrangements and agreements, potentially even different rates of pay applying for a significant move from one jurisdiction to the other on a permanent basis. If somebody were moving on a temporary basis, perhaps a secondment or a placement, as we all learn how hybrid working and remote working from abroad may work, that might have very different tax implications.
And I presume that's why they've gone for this narrow list of 7 countries. If people opted to go to the UK, would that make it more complicated given that it's outside of the EU now?
I can't speak specifically for one particular company, but it may well be the reason why organisations will narrow the options for employees as to which jurisdiction they may choose to move to, because there will be all kinds of questions around the tax systems, the structures, whether they have a presence there. And depending on the state that people may wish to move to and work remotely from in the long term, there may be issues around GDPR, transfer of data, and so on.
Maeve McElwee of IBEC, thank you very much.